Mike Snow is the name of a production team that knows how to make a pop song about love. And sex. They earn those hits working with Bruno Mars and Britney Spears. But the group takes a different approach, more cerebral, when it comes to the music they make for themselves. Mike Snow, spelled with two I's, is actually a trio. They are an American, Andrew Wyatt, and two Swedes, Christian Carlson and Pontus Winberg. They've been together nearly a decade as Mike Snow, and they've developed an avid following. Their latest album is out now. It's called Three. We caught up with two of the members of Mike Snow, Andrew and Pontus, at the annual South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, Texas, several weeks ago. We spoke to them about the big ideas they seem to smuggle into the music. But first, if none of them are Mike Snow, how'd they come up with the name?
He is a real person. He used to work as an engineer at a studio in Los Angeles. So I think while we were talking about what we should call our name, I think he emailed me or something, and I just, like, not thinking that it should be a band name, it was just like, oh, Mike Snow. And then, you know, one picked up on it. That's cool. So it was very, like, random. Please don't knock over my heart.
Andrew, people come to Mike Snow for a sonic, sensual experience that feels bubbly to them. And then the secondary aspect of it is that maybe there's something in the lyrics that'll, like, stimulate me. I saw you licking a dollar bill. I'm in the graveyard if I'm still killing. My Trigger is the name of the song, and I think Christian came up with this line: I saw you licking a dollar bill, and then I pretty much took the ball and ran with it from there. So that was kind of a song about a lost weekend with a stripper. But in the tradition of, like, a lot of blues songs, you can say some things that, you know, feel kind of truthful or that are a little bit more, like, controversial or something inside of a song that's about something very simplistic. They say your body is full of sin, but they can't see the world that we're in. The song kind of deals with the sex industry, right? So if you think about how much the really that dark, misogynistic pornography is out in American culture, it has so much to do with the whole aspect of feeling a repression about it, so that the sex thing has to take on this dark meanness or something, you know? And I don't know, I don't relate to that stuff at all, you know? But it takes a long time if you're a young teenager boy growing up in America with all the messages that you get about both to be completely provoked by it and enticed by it, but also to suppress it and submerge it. So I guess if you want to read that deeply into it, or you could just feel that it's a nice beat. That's one cool thing about the band, is that we have a level on which we exist in a totally pop way, and, like, we know all the tools of working with, like, big pop stars, and because we've made those types of songs. And then also, if people want to, they can, like, dive in and, like, maybe get something to think about in the lyrics. I know there's no form and no labels to put on to this thing we keep and dip into when we need. No, don't have the right to ask where you go. Andrew Wyatt and Pontus Winberg of the band Mike Snow, their latest album is called Three.